Welcome in. Time for the good news from KER Politics. Welcome in with everything that's going on right now back in Washington, D.C., at the headquarters of the federal government. I bet you thought we weren't even going to do an editorial today. Are you kidding? I got Jim McKinney on the line with me right now. I've been watching what's going on since about 9 o'clock this morning, Pacific Coast time. I have a couple of comments to make, and then I'm going to turn it over to Jim. Comment number one is I am very, very sad that our country evolved to the point where it took someone who I think really cared about it to straighten out the federal government. Unsuccessful, unfortunately. But he was not really unsuccessful in the sense that I think a lot of people right now are truly realizing the nature of the federal government. When I say the nature of the federal government, before I turn this over to Jim, let me just say a couple of things here. Number one, is Joe Biden a criminal? I can't comment on that because I'm not an attorney and I don't know him. Is Nancy Pelosi a criminal? The only comment about House Speaker Pelosi that I can make is that she too is very, very unconciliatory. Okay, let's talk a little bit about Chuck Schumer. I don't think Chuck Schumer knows how to spell conciliatory, and I have to say that about a lot of the Democrats right now. The thing that really made me angry up to this point was the way the Democrats handled the Republicans. They very, very, very definitely, in my opinion, played very rude hardball. And I'm sorry that our country got to this particular point. I really am. I have to say one thing, and Jim is going to get into this more here in a minute, but the level of frustration in the United States, whether it's on the part of the liberals or on the part of the conservatives, is unbelievably high right now. The only thing I can do at this point is I would have to say that I pray to God nobody gets killed. I pray to God that this thing comes down to a point where America becomes a little bit more pleasant place to live. Jim, I got to ask you a question. We can go on as long as you want on this. We're going to devote the entire weekend show to this. I'm not necessarily going to say anything other than I pray to God this thing works out so our country gets some benefit out of the last few years. Because the last few years have been absolutely terrible. I don't care which side you're on. You have to admit they've been terrible. Jim, take over, bud.
What we're seeing in Washington today is a level of frustration that actually the nation is probably never, I mean, what's happening with breaching the Capitol, we have not seen that before. There's been plenty of protest, and usually it's left and progressive, but the supporters of the president, which, you know, it's not just about the president. What I've said from the beginning, Donald Trump is not the cause of any of this frustration. He is the result of a buildup of frustration over centralized authority taking more and more control over our economies, over our lives, over our faith, over our beliefs. Yep. And that's what's being expressed right now in Washington, D.C. That's what we're seeing. And it's probably the first time the left has felt this kind of pressure from very calm, usually quiet conservatives who usually keep their mouth shut because they're tired of it. But there's way too many Americans right now that don't believe that the process and the system is fair and that Washington is aware of what's happening in this nation. And of course, you add the COVID lockdowns, you add the virus, you add all these different pieces to it, the media. It's a powder keg. Unfortunately, we're seeing a very, very volatile situation that will not stop anytime soon.
No, I have to agree with that. I don't think it will stop anytime soon. The one comment that I could make is I can understand the conservative point of view, and I can also understand, because of their beliefs, the liberal point of view. A lot of the liberal beliefs I don't particularly agree with. I'll talk about that anytime anybody wants to talk about it. It doesn't make me a bad person. It doesn't make me anything other than someone who believes in the First Amendment, which is the freedom of speech. I just hope that this thing kind of, dries up and blows away. But I hope that when it blows away, there will be some changes made in the government. I don't care if it's made on the liberal side or the conservative side. I just hope that something happens. I hope that, I don't even know what to say about that. Jimmy, take over, will you?
Yeah, I see two outcomes. One is that the Democrats and the left that have really attempted to control through centralized authorities double down. And they begin to say, well, we need to stop. We need to silence these people. They're violent. And you'll use their media assets and their corporate control of tech to help make that happen, as well as law enforcement under a Biden-Harris or a Harris-Biden administration. That's one direction. There's another direction that's possible, that they actually are realize that, ooh, there are people that are really fed up and tired because they know what they've done. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, a lot of the leadership in the Democratic Party actually know what they've done, and they want control. Now, they've managed to manipulate a lot of people into twisting around the idea of free speech, and, you know, hate speech is not acceptable, but we got to protect free speech. They've manipulated people around and to think that Trump is a fascist, even though they're the ones that have been responsible for their cities burning and how they managed the COVID crisis. They've done a lot of different things to twist it. They know that they're going to have to. The second option, I think, is they're going to have to say, wow, we're going to have to compromise and come up with a bipartisan commission to review the election outcomes and to look at possibility to ensure integrity of the election, because they can't ignore 75 million voters that feel like they got cheated out of this. And there is ample evidence to examine it, to come up with a transparent review. And if they do that, they may stifle this contention. If they double down and try to put more control on, that's going to get ugly, because there are too many people that believe not only in the First Amendment, both, you know, speech, assembly, faith, and the ability to express yourself. But there's that same number of people support the Second Amendment. And I'll tell you, they're not going to take away anybody's guns, although they may try.
You know what? I don't think they will. That just took a level of feeling on my part. I don't think that's going to happen, actually.
They did it in Australia. And I'll tell you what, after this case, the media is going to make that case that, oh, Trump supporters and conservatives are dangerous. And that's what I fear, that they double down and try to control even more. If they do that, it will be ugly. And I pray that you're right, that they won't do that. And that's what I hope.
Jimmy, if one of the armed Trump supporters pulls the trigger, then the Democrats will have an easy road to the finish line for eliminating the Second Amendment. But one thing that I've learned about most Trump supporters is we're all human beings. We're all fairly bright. I don't think anybody's going to pull a trigger, Jim.
Yeah, it's hard to say because, you know, there's a lot of different types of people in this crowd right now.
Yeah,
there's anarchists. There's Antifa members that are pretending to put on Trump hats and saying, well, and you're looking social media saying, oh, well, I saw a Trump hat. These are Trump supporters. Or they may be carrying a flag as they go through the door. But that doesn't mean that they're not an Antifa guy. You know, that happens always. And it's very hard to sort out, especially when you have these mobs. And we've seen it throughout the United States over the summer. And I can tell you, the way that the federal government and the way that state governments have managed these crises and actually tried to take away people's rights and responsibilities is not going to go over well. And the more they continue to do it, the more they're actually risking the entire nation. And of course, the Chinese are laughing at the entire event.
Of course they are. The big winner right now is not Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The big winner is mainland China. The big winner is a company called Amazon that's now the largest employer in the Seattle area. That's the big winner. The big winner is Microsoft, et cetera, et cetera. All I can say about that is you're a Christian. Your family is quite religious, as is my family. And I have to say, we got to trust God. We got to pray to God that he's going to get this thing worked out in a way that makes sense.
And I'm going to say that, you know, God, praying is absolutely critical, but taking action in the right direction is just as critical. When he hears the call, you keep moving towards the right place. And
just be smart enough that you let him guide your action and simply do one thing. And I don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal, just do one thing. And that is, don't let violence take over.
Yeah, there's three things that I want to see out of this. One, an awareness on the left that they can't continue down this road of stifling speech and presenting propaganda over their media outlets and the tech companies.
Right.
The second thing that I hope is that Americans that have been shut out actually feel emboldened to stand up. And then the third thing is that we want good outcomes. I want the federal government and state governments to recognize that the individual should be equal to or as important, more important than the state, that we are not here to serve the government, but the government is here to serve the people. That's what we need. That's what Trump was pushing for with Make America Great Again. That's what I think most, even Democrats, would like to see. They just don't understand it because they're looking for a shepherd. They're looking for someone to lead them, and they take God out of it and put human into it, and that's a mistake.
Jim, I think all I can do is say I pray that good things come out of this. And I think if you believe in humanity, if you believe in the majority of the American people and their intellect and their emotions, I think that something good will come out of all of this. We're not going to know for a couple of months, at least. We're not going to know. I mean, Biden is already making very derogatory remarks about the conservatives, et cetera, et cetera. For God's sakes, let's quit doing that. Let's work together. If we have to say to another person, we're sorry, screw it, say it. You know, let's get our country back together, Jim.
Yeah, let's do it. But I tell you, Kamala Harris is vindictive. And she uses the power of as Attorney General and the power of Congress when she was in the Senate to intimidate and isolate any enemies. And that's what I'm afraid of more than anything else, the doubling down of that. So, yeah, bottom line, this is the turning point in American history. We either will survive as a nation, as a republic,
right,
with liberty, or we're going to fall into the trap of so many socialist countries that deteriorate for quite a period of time. We lose our advantage in the world, and then we suffer because people want to sell it out to
power. Let's leave it at this for now, because we're going to devote quite a bit of time to this in the future. Let's leave it at this point and just say you and I agree that we hope and pray that our country comes out of this stronger, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Thanks, Jimmy.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.